This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Sam has relaunched Human Events, is joining us at the bottom of the hour. Robert Barnes is riding shotgun. Owen Schroyer is host of the fourth hour. Watson would be here, but he had a family emergency. He's been banned, too, as a hate leader. And it's in their emails that Facebook put out that, well, we can call people hate leaders, then we can just ban them outright. So it's this designation, this literal yellow star that they put on you, this scarlet letter. And we're talking right out of Laura Loomer. With a T-shirt, a free Laura Loomer or freeloomer.com. Why do you think they've done this? I guess because they see Trump greenlighting it, not doing anything so far. I get you're pissed off. You're fighting hard. Every time I'm in the trenches, I see you there. What do you think Trump should do? What should we do? Where do you see this going? Because Trump doesn't get his own videos get banned and shadow banned and blocked when we promote them. I mean, Trump just thinks, well, I can overpower this myself. No, you can't. Plus, if he doesn't do something, he's aiding and abetting this. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah. Well, I wish that he would do something. Like I said, I confronted Congress, and when Jack Dorsey was testifying in September, and I begged President Trump, I begged him to do something before it was too late. And that was when I still had access to my Twitter account, right? But I was mocked, right? Look at that asshole, Billy Long. It's mocked me and called me crazy, but what are they doing? I want to know what people are actually going to do. My life is ruined. Does anybody understand how ruined my life is? I'm sick of it. I don't want to listen to people tell me that I'm a conspiracy theorist. They don't know what it's like.
No, I understand. I just think you need to go with it. And, I understand I've been through this myself. But realize these are wars. These are hard. But I know your frustration, Laura. You wouldn't feel bad if more men were standing up. You know, Drudge Report promotes what you're doing. Others do. The president actually did tweet about you and I don't know if you knew this about you and Watson being banned. But I agree, tweeting isn't enough, but at least the president is concerned about it.
Okay, he's concerned about it, but that's not going to stop the fact that I've lost 90% of my income. That's not going to stop the fact that I literally can't make a living anymore, even though I have a degree. I was valedictorian in college. I graduated top of my class in my journalism program, and I can't have
No, I get it. You've been in the trenches 6 years and delivered nothing but the goods, and then now you're wondering, as a soldier in this fight, why nobody even will give you a can of beans.
Nobody, and I'm sick of it. I'm fighting harder than most conservatives. I'm fighting harder than anybody, and I'm being destroyed, and they mock me, and they say I'm some crazy conspiracy.
Well, that's what happens, Lord of leaders. I hear you. And Trump's been so surrounded by the Russiagate thing that he's been paralyzed by that, but he better do something now. No, I agree with you. I'm sick of watching all this stuff go on, and I'm pissed, too. I hear what you're saying.
These people don't understand. Like, my life is unlivable at this point in time. Like, what is the point?
Don't say that, Laura. You're a hero to a lot of people. Now they've got a whisper. Yep.
I'm 25 years old, and I don't want to live the rest of my life. I could potentially live 75 more years. You know what I'm saying? And, like, my life now, I have to worry about getting murdered by leftists and Muslims every single time I go outside.
Oh, it's disgusting. Oh, I know. They're so protected. It's so sick. It's so sick.
I've reached out to people in the Trump administration. I've reached out to people like Charlie.
Well, most of them are cowards. They're just hangers on. We got Trump elected, and all the parasites came in. And just remember, it's better than Hillary, but I understand. Well, keep doing it. Let's get you back on soon. Let's get back on tomorrow about what you're doing next, how folks support you, and we'll track this as it unfolds. But I know being called an anti-Semite by Zuckerberg and all them is painful, and I know it hurts, and I know it's a lie, and I know you feel alone right now, but It's always darkest before the dawn, Laura. God bless you. Laura Loomer, folks, freeloomer.com. Support her. We'll come back with Mr. Barnes. Thank you, Laura. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view, I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, we think we've been winning. We think Trump's turned a lot of stuff around. You've turned a lot of stuff around, but the enemy is striking back. They've got leftists embedded all over the Republican Party. They've got them in the media, and all the average Republican leader is like 70-something years old. They still believe CNN. They don't know CNN has 100,000 viewers on average. Then we've got, you know, 1 million per hour. But Candace Owens, great lady, so awesome, really discovered by Paul Watson and InfoWars, resigns from Turning Point USA after calls for her to be fired. And people inside Turning Point USA, literally going along with the mainstream media, and that out-of-context thing about Hitler, is that a black woman likes Hitler? She's talking about nationalists versus not nationalists. She said he wasn't a nationalist. And she resigned from her position, even though she knocked it out of the park in Congress. She's so beautiful, so smart. Hey, Candace, now that you get it, come get a job here. We tried to hire her, and she got busy, and they all swooped in on her. So just come back to Papa. You know, I mean, we won't censor you. We know you're not this BS. It's just incredible. I was scheduled to be on her podcast when I went to L.A., but then she had to get some into Congress. I couldn't do it. And she's just super smart. People go, oh, you're saying a black person is smart? That's patronizing. No, I meant from anybody, she's smart. Just like I'll say Ted Cruz is smart. She's really smart. She's really intuitive. She gets it. And she caught the left trying to set her up and false flag her. And maybe she's right to resign. She just doesn't want to be around these people. But Turning Point USA, that's all they had was Candace Owens. So they were saying she's an anti-Semite. Just everyone in D.C. wants to roll over to corporate media and roll over to Democrats as double agents. And they come and they say, we're going to audit you and destroy you unless you give us intel on Trump, unless you sabotage new whisper campaigns. And then people that roll over, they go, now we know that you sold out the president. We're going to tell him if you don't. That's how they compromise you. And they're all little kids. They're all little kids. Like, people call me up and they go, yeah, we're probably, you're not going to be living long if you don't turn against Trump. I go, well, get ready to go to war. Or, you know, the games they play. And then they leave you alone. The people don't get, like, when you start bending over to these wolves, they rape the daylights out of you. So you don't want to be where everybody's shiny and telling you you're good. You want to be in the war. And Candace, you're good looking, you're smart, you're authentic, you're real. They're scared of you. And the fact that this shows the disease inside the Trump operation. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I don't know who's good and who's bad. I don't get in inner fights. I just know this. This country's getting screwed over. And the president figured out that the private Federal Reserve was killing the recovery. He told them stop it, and they stopped it. And the damn big tech is raping everybody's rights, openly saying whose name you can say. It's not just un-American. It's anti-human. It's Twilight Zone on PCP. It's crazy town. And I want action, and I want it now. Go ahead.
Well, it's really sort of Aldous Huxley, but even Huxley didn't imagine this kind of world. It's Orwellian beyond Orwell. It's basically, it's beyond 1984. It would be like if you wrote a sequel to Beyond 1984. The first chapter would be they ban the name of a person from being used in the social or public media discourse, or even in their own private conversation, because that's effectively what's happening. When you're saying that private chat groups, that's what Facebook is doing now. They're saying you cannot use the name of Alex Jones or InfoWars in private chat groups that just 2 days ago, Zuckerberg promised was going to be private.
And they just think that's going to wear off. We're not going to accept it. You put damn robots in our house that watch us and now tell us what we can say.
Completely. And at some point, it goes back to the old panopticon system that Bentham talked about, that how do you create
cult.
Exactly. How do you create a system where people are going to monitor themselves? Like when Foucault was doing that, his entire study of how the prison system and the mental health systems had changed over time, over societies and over history, what he was identifying, and there's a lot of things about Foucault I don't agree with, but here his analysis was excellent.
Yeah, the gay gangbangs run into that, but the whole point is getting into panopticonic where you surveil yourself, you censor yourself.
Exactly. That's the goal, is to have surveillance trigger self-censorship. Punishment, an economic punishment of someone's actions, so thus allowing a civil tort to go forward or a civil suit to go forward when they're in ways that are going to self-censor speech. That the whole point of the First Amendment rules is to not allow that to happen. Here what's happening is they're using surveillance to suppress, using surveillance to censor, but now they're going further. They're being the actual censor.
And how would you quantify this period in history? With the left being so insane, so bullish, their minions being so weak, but they've got so much corporate power and they're allied with the Chi-Coms and EU. I mean, they're a formidable force, but they're like a giant rotting hydra that as it stumbles forward, it's dying, but more heads grow out of the scrofulous mass. And then meanwhile, we put up with it because we're not used to censorship like this and we still believe we're free. How would you describe the gestalt?
It's very much sort of a recreation of the Inquisition era mindset. And we're really facing a defining time of either the American model of free speech, free thought, free ideas, and free press is going to remain in free market, or we're going to be in a society where the Chinese social credit system works. And the big tech...
And so that's it. That's the dichotomy. That's the choice.
Absolutely. And big tech is pursuing the Chinese social credit system. I mean, I guarantee you that China will...
MasterCard says they're going to watch what you buy, not the host. They're going to watch what you do, buddy.
Not only that...
You might buy a Nazi book to see what they're saying. You don't agree with it, and you're getting hurt.
Absolutely.
God, that's evil.
And to get people scared to say, oh, I can't say Alex Jones' name or something bad might happen to me. I can't say InfoWars' name or something bad might happen to me. It's trying to create a culture of self-censorship to where ordinary, everyday people are afraid to talk about what they want to talk about, have their own...
The chilling effect, the stifling, but here's the good news. They failed. We failed to realize how serious it is to get even more angry, but we had enough of our instincts to where we've kind of halfway gotten up, we're beating them. So they've just gone to their end game 20 years from now, surveillance in real time of links, watching everything you do, everyone having to go into a Facebook bedtime story where the police officer asks you all, the commas are asked all the questions. They've accelerated to their final black hole destination in a hope that will rook us out of our victory. I see this as desperation.
Oh, absolutely, because the main thing they underestimated because of their echo chamber existence is the two great schools of learning that can never be closed. Years ago, a great scholar said back during the Dark Ages, so there's two great scholars that the church, the state, nobody can suppress, and those are the archives of nature and the rights of man. The conscience of ordinary people and their ability to use their own faculty of reason and their own...
Nature's hand. Will.
Exactly. That people, they thought they could stop people from supporting InfoWars, supporting Alex Jones, supporting their own choice of news and views, and they can't, because the power of the individual's conscience, the power of the individual's own mind to make up their own mind, to act on their own mind,
sure.
Is a power they just cannot.
But I think their only trick they're counting on is this. They hear about bans so long that when the super ban comes, people already heard about the earlier bans. They're kind of like, because I would think we'd see massive financial spike and support. We're not really seeing that right now because people are kind of used. Yeah, old Alex, you know, Godzilla's out there fighting Megalon. He'll win. Don't worry. No, this Godzilla's like bleeding and like flopping around being bitten by seven-headed monsters. I need some damn money, okay? And by the way, one sick part of me wants this to fail and go away and give up, but my guts can't quit. So I'm just telling you, man, we need some damn money here. And I'll sell you the best products anyways. Get in there, buy them, and sign up for AutoShip. This is a total war, and I don't want to give up. I can't give up.
And that's the main thing they've underestimated is the power of the ordinary person to use their own faculties of reason and act on their own conscience to do as they see fit, to support whom they want, to back whom they want, to make sure certain voices are heard against the attempts at censorship and suppression.
Bob, I can't believe it's so archetypal. It's like a cartoon tyranny. It's so flaming and ridiculous and crazy. We're going to kill babies after they're born, and families are bad, and big dudes can compete in women's contests and be all the powerlifting champions. It's like upside down Easter Bunny world.
It's completely, it's Stranger Things on steroids. So it's a completely different world and a completely different reality they're trying to create, and they really believe, because they operate too much in the Hollywood space, and so I think they really believe
that. So they're delusional.
Completely.
And they keep trying to project what they want.
And they think they can create their own reality. They think they can script their own story, no matter how insane, no matter how crazy, no matter how lunatic. So, I mean, half of them think they actually are living in a simulation.
And so they want to make us, that shows how crazy Silicon Valley is, so they want to make us comport as NPCs.
Precisely.
They want to make us, it's just like Tron, the original Tron, the master program, you're going to join me, and it's like...
I mean, these are people who grew up on Tron, right, who really think, oh, rather than looking at Tron or Orwell or Huxley as a dangerous thing to be afraid of, to fear, to want to resist, they saw them as things to embrace and emulate.
Exactly. Let me use a Tron analogy. Like when the main system says, all my systems are yours. That's the systems all in. I need your systems. And that doesn't mean to enslave you. I just need your prayers and financial support. Because, like, I'll grow 100 feet tall and take these guys on. But, I mean, that's literally, when you give us money, you spread the word, I get stronger, they get weaker. So I need your will. I need you to support me. I need it now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
That's the Attorney General with Robert Barnes riding shotgun with us. And we also have a journalist that heads up human events, Raheem Kassam, joining us to get into all the censorship. But I actually feel like I'm doing a terrible job today. Even though the show, people say, is really informative and powerful, the magnitude of CNN saying, yeah, we just banned all these people, and we're going to now ban them having text messages or phone calls, and we're now in their phones looking at it, and he's trying to fight, not smiling, just the demoniac criminal energy, the anti-Americanism, the clawing desire to shut down competition with CNN with almost no viewers dwarfing them, but they have the huge intelligence agency funding CNN is state-run media, and Trump has not stopped Obama and Hillary, who still control much of the government.
Well, you have Darcy. I mean, Darcy's actually up on Twitter today complaining because Donald Trump Jr. also tweeted out that this is a dangerous threat, an imminent threat, that the banning of you, the banning of InfoWars, that this banning is escalating to a whole new level and everybody else is next. And so Darcy responded, oh, no, but these are radicals. Radicals, whatever that means. Well, Darcy's a radical against the free speech of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Is Facebook going to be?
He's the high priest of killing America.
He's a guy who does not believe in free speech, does not believe in free press, does not believe in free thought, does not believe in free debate. He's a greater threat to the fundamental values of American liberty in terms of his activities than anyone else. And I believe he has the full, complete right to participate in the public square.
No, I agree. He has a right to say get rid of free speech.
Yeah.
And then he runs around foaming at the mouth. You know, let's play the whole piece. This is him yesterday, looking like he just is having an orgasm every 5 seconds. He's sweating. His eyes are bulging out. He's finally somebody. He's suppressing people. He's involved. He's coordinating this. He's a big man. He's going to shut Americans up. He's going to teach them. Here it is.
Just into CNN, Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platforms. Among them, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, as well as his media outlet InfoWars. They're being banned for spreading, quote, dangerous ideology. CNN Business senior media reporter Oliver Darcy joins me now. So what more do we know about this ban and who else is included?
Yeah, this is a very strict action from Facebook, Erica. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has a history of anti-Semitic remarks, people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, and then also some right-wing media personalities who are pretty popular online, people like Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson. Those people are banned, as well as a failed congressional candidate, Paul Nehlen, who had made a number of anti-Semitic remarks. Facebook has given us a statement, and they do say in their statement, I'll read part of it to you right now, they say that we've always been individuals.
Ilhan Omar, all of them say stuff way worse than that. I say that, but they have a right to say it. But the way CNN and them ignore it and then ban Laura Loomer for criticizing Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic comments and then say she's an anti-Semite, the brazen lies. It's so bizarre.
They want to be able to have the sole platform. I mean, it's very much taking the safe space ideology that took off on college campuses over the past half decade and making it the ideology across the board, making it the
ideology. And he's saying, you will watch me. I am God.
Well, I mean,
how do they get so pretentious? Like, what is the gene to think you're in charge, everyone must do what you say?
It's an ideology that they've grown up with, or the way the academy and the public schools and and universities have been teaching people is not to defend and be a guardian of free speech, free thought, and free ideas, but to be a guardian of the right thought and to prohibit wrong think. And that's their mentality. They think they are the guardians, the special guardians chosen to make sure that only the right ideas are...
They're the intellectuals. Yeah, exactly. Let's finish up with the clip. Here it is.
I'll read part of it to you right now. They say that we've always banned individuals or organizations.
Oh,
that
we've always.
That's a complete lie.
Regardless of ideology, the process for evaluating potential violators is extensive, and it is what led us to our decision to remove these accounts today. Facebook told me that the process they use is to engage a number of factors. Have they promoted hate speech on Facebook? Have they been banned for violating the rules in the past? Have they self-described themselves as part of a hate movement or hate ideology? Ideology. Those are the factors that Facebook was weighing, and you know they're taking this really strict action.
Pause again. We've had a secret star chamber, and we just say so. And I've got bug eyes like Cookie Monster, so it's okay. And now he says they shouldn't be able to use telephones. That's right, text messages. It's coming.
And banning from Facebook and Instagram, correct?
Yes, Facebook obviously owns Instagram, and so someone like Alex Jones had been banned from Facebook a while back, last year in the summer, but he was still having a presence on Instagram, and that had drawn a lot of scrutiny from people who were saying, hey, you know, you guys banned him from one of your platforms, why are you allowing him to have a presence on Instagram? Mm-hmm. And so, yes, now Facebook is going to be banning Alex Jones and InfoWars from not only their main platform, Facebook, but also from Instagram. I checked in also to see if these people would be banned from WhatsApp, which is also owned by Facebook. Mm-hmm. And a spokesperson cannot say immediately because it's, I guess, unclear whether some of these people have WhatsApp accounts, according to the spokesperson.
So they own thousands of companies. I guess if they buy my water company, like, we're checking to see if he's getting water from Facebook. We turned his water off. We own the oxygen now. We're seeing if he got the oxygen from us.
Well, knowing that, Facebook's announcing today that they plan on exploring cryptocurrency, that they want to have their own currency. And so ultimately, they would control everything. They would control your ability to buy anything, to sell anything, to receive anything, all of it. Oh, they would have complete monopoly.
And Oliver Darcy will decide.
Well, I love the way he said he checked in, right? And not I made a investigative inquiry and you know called someone. I checked in as if he was complicit and part of the system. That's an interesting choice.
Although they have a whole system under the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act run by the CIA with the media recruiting everyone with interfaces and 70,000 Southern Poverty Law Center trained SJWs. That's their new job.
Well,
we've had former employees here that go. That's the jobs they get. They become leftists. They go have little terminal jobs and they're in your email, your photos, it's like, oh, we write everything. Oh, so liberal.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
they're Stasi agents.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what ultimately...
They try to come to our events, our meetings, and spy on us. It's just like, God, you're pathetic.
We'll just show the degree of sort of coordination. It's the real collusion that's taking place. The real collusion is between big media and big tech to silence and suppress both competitors and conservatives and independent dissident voices that on the populist side of the political spectrum that helped elect President Trump, that helped elect the Bolsonaro in Brazil, that helped elect people all across the world in the populist movement that's spreading literally across the world. And they're doing so in order to be able to not only coordinate and control what happens. I mean, this is real collusion. This is real, as Paul referred to it, real election meddling. Unlike, you know, a few Facebook ads that nobody ever saw, read, or reviewed, and when they did this, found them funny and weird. This is actual attempts to coordinate and to manipulate the election results by not allowing you to hear the independent voices.
You are totally correct, Mr. Barnes. We come back, we've got they've relaunched Human Events, which is always a great publication. Raheem Kassam is going to join us about free speech, where this is going. We'll open the phones up tomorrow. I'll be back Saturday with a special emergency report. I don't know what time, but it'll be the afternoon and the regular Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. But we're going to come back and get to all this because, folks, this is unprecedented. They don't want us to physically get upset about this and understand how bad it is to say you're not going to use text messages. We're watching what you say and do. And we're buying up your telecoms. We're listening to your messages. This is the NSA leftist movement rolling out, getting you to opt into their systems and then surveilling you. This is criminal activity. This is them saying you will not say the name Alex Jones. Think about that in a science fiction movie. It's incredible. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Fire!
seduced by the big tech, we're getting the head of human events on relaunch an important conservative newspaper. Robert Barnes riding shotgun here, constitutional lawyer. Let me ask you this question. This is so reckless, so brazen, so naked, so crazy, so over the top. But I guess we've been acquiescing so long that we've allowed this type of extreme behavior by our acquiescence. What comes next if we submit to them live time in our text messages, in our phone calls, and banning words we can use? I mean, what comes next?
Well, that's what's going to happen. So something will be a trending topic, and they'll use AI if it's a trending topic that favors the political right or favors the independent left or favors the independent political press or challenges any institutional or established narrative. Bam. Just ban it. Suppress it. And maybe only do it for 24 hours or 48 hours over a critical time period. But that effectively will do it. They actually tested this in the French elections when they wanted to make sure Le Pen lost. But for 48 hours, they banned certain kind of activities on social media.
And they saw the Populist Party in Spain peaking a week ago. They banned it for a while.
Exactly. They banned it from even communicating. So we've seen what the EU model looks like. We've seen what the Chinese social credit model looks like. They're just accelerating.
So we're in a technocracy.
Absolutely.
And it should be outlawed. The government should but see the Republicans. I think even some of Trump's people go, well, wait, it's a power we'll get control of. No, you won't. Get rid of it. Stop it.
Precisely. It's a direct threat to the core foundational fundamental freedoms of the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So if you go back to Rhode Island, where all of my Barnes family members are from back at the time of the Constitution, you go and you look at the old voting rolls, and you say they all voted no against the Constitution because it did not yet include the Bill of Rights. They would only approve of it once it had the Bill of Rights in it. And the very First Amendment, the very first part of that first Bill of Rights is that no law can pass or nothing should happen in civil society that abridges the freedom of press or freedom of speech.
So what is it in individuals, because I found powerful, smart, cool people always believe in free speech because they're so confident. But there's always kind of weird technocrat serpent people that don't, and there's kind of dumbed down folks that don't agree in speech either. But I just don't get why other people don't value it. It obviously creates a better civilization.
What's happened, I think there's a lot of good professors in sociology and other areas who have described it. It's basically a safe space culture that due to the media overreacting to kidnapping stories in the 80s and the 90s, what happened was an entire generation...
We're wimps now.
Absolutely.
And now even lawyers that are suing us and saying horrible things about me, they're like, well, you can't talk about me. You're making me not safe. We're not saying anything violent to them.
Well, in fact,
it's the entitlement. I'm going to sue you and destroy you, and you don't say I'm a bad person. You take it. I'm in a safe space.
The entire safe space
culture. Save me. Ooh.
The entire safe space culture has embraced that. So, you can be a lawyer, have a different point of view, a different perspective, and nobody wants anything bad to happen to anybody out there, period. But the...
like you said, that's a big story out right now, is like... How dare Alex Jones' lawyer fight back? He should be banned.
Exactly. You
have people think they get oxygen next?
Exactly. You have Daily Beast and other people out there promoting the idea that I should not be allowed to defend you in the public arena. I should not be allowed to defend you in the court of public opinion. I should not be allowed to speak my own state of mind, my own point of view on this, because I've been speaking about this.
Well, they run around like rabid dogs attacking us.
Oh, no. I mean, all kinds of attacks. Attacks are coming all over the place from the institutional press and from powerful politicians. When you have people, someone like Senator Murphy going on Meet the Press to say you should be banned from being...
To save America.
Exactly. Which is, I mean, the degree of double deception there. You cannot save America by banning anyone's speech. You kill America by banning anyone's speech.
Let's bring in Raheem Kassam, great researcher, great journalist. He's been on the show before, at Raheem Kassam for now on Twitter. They've relaunched a human events. I was in high school and had my job at the golf course after hours, and I remember ordering human events, and it came, I guess, every week or something in the mailbox. But they've relaunched it. Congratulations on that. We'll talk about it. But what do you make of this, the mass censorship? Because, again, we have the smoking gun, my friend. We have a month ago, I hope you'll write about this, them saying we studied Jones, nothing anti-Semitic. Well, even if it is anti-Semitic, we have a free speech, but I didn't. Then they still run with this, ban Laura Loomer and Milo Yiannopoulos, who happen to be Jewish, and me, mix in Farrakhan to make it look reasonable, and then just go ahead with the defamation and then say you can't say Alex Jones's name. What do you... I mean, maybe this is a simulation. We're playing the 1984 game on steroids, or I mean, what is this?
Do you know, whenever people have made historical comparisons to 1984, I've typically balked because it tends to be a little bit trite and it tends to be a little bit shoehorned in. But the fact of the matter is, when people are posting pictures, a picture of you, a picture of Milo, a picture of Laura, just pictures, not saying anything, to their Instagram accounts, those pictures are being blurred and removed today. If that's not the memory hole, if that's not Winston Smith's memory hole from Orwell's 1984, then I don't know what.
Well, hold on. Tell us about this as a journalist, because I got thousands, I say thousands, hundreds are coming in an hour. People saying, I try to even say your name, it's banned. It's not just on Facebook, it's happening everywhere on these big platforms. You're saying they're blurring images of us now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A friend of mine was showing me pictures earlier where she was trying to post pictures of her friends with you guys, whether it was in, you know, the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. or CPAC or whatever it was, and the pictures were being blurred and removed, and they were getting a notification that said, this has to come down off your page now or you'll be banned as
well.
Wow,
so even people that take a picture in public, that, oh my God, wow. If Trump doesn't take action on that, a private citizen can't put up a wow. There it is.
You know, and that's what you've got on the screen there now. It's exactly what I'm talking about. This is now gone from the position of, you know, these boomer conservatives saying, oh, yeah, but these are private platforms. They can do whatever they want. What they're actually doing now is erasing you people. They are trying to erase all of us.
This is the Soviet airbrushing, and it shows the surveillance that's going on. Like, they're surveilling everything you do.
And it's not algorithmic. It cannot be algorithmic. So you know there are armies of people in there now looking for your face, Alex, on the internet in order so they can censor you.
Wow.
I got an email from Facebook yesterday saying, we looked through your page and this post from 11 years ago constitute hate speech. Well, no algorithm's picking up something from 11 years ago. That means somebody is sitting there scrolling through my page 11 years
ago. God, how many people have they hired? I heard it's 70,000 between the four companies.
Yeah, it's much more than that. It's going to be 70,000 here in the United States. You're going to have many, many more people across Europe. And, of course, don't forget they've got all the bureaucrats and apparatchiks in the European Union helping them with all of this as well. This is a state corporate nexus. And I have to say, if President Trump doesn't do something about this, this will be his greatest failure as president. This is his supporters that are coming under attack daily, routinely. And it's not just so that you can't make as much money as you were making before, Alex, or that I can't monetize my platforms. This is about erasing us from existence.
Wow, it's not just my face. Now my image.
Yeah. I mean, your name, image, nothing that's kind of, it's like you're being unpersoned. And it is the memory hole that Raheem is talking about.
Stick a fork in me. I'm not giving up at this point. I'm just like, I can't believe, Raheem, that they found this many evil people. Like, what the hell happened here?
Well, I suspect Facebook especially knows that fewer and fewer people are losing its platform. And what do you do when you're trying to hold on to something in the palm of your hand? You hold it up like this. But if you feel like you're losing grip, you clutch your fist around like that. Well, what they're doing is they're losing the grains of sand between their fingertips, and they know more and more that they're losing power. And so that's why, like a wounded animal, they're lashing out now.
Well, you're a smart guy. I remember when you came on before, we got to get you on routinely. I'm glad you relaunched Human Events. Let's do a few more segments with you and Bob, and then Owen's taking over. We keep riding the shotgun. That's fine. I got to take my younger daughter to the doctor, the middle daughter, so I got to leave. I'm coming back today. We're going to do a lot today. But it's just, I'm not even freaked out anymore. I'm like in a Twilight Zone episode. I've never felt like this. It's just like, and then they'll tell me, oh, you don't know what's all over the news? They're banning your picture?
I mean, literally.
My image?
It's living 1984 in real time. It's really beyond 1984. It's a sequel. It involves things that even Orwell never predicted or forecast. I mean, aspects of this are extraordinary.
And let me ask both of you as we come back. What do they got next in store? Because, you know, they got something more. I guess it's like arresting us and killing us or something. I mean, like.
Well, it just don't exist.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Shotgun with us at the end of the next hour. We've got Owen Schroer coming in here. I'm taking my middle daughter to the doctor. Even though the media says that I had my children taken 2 years ago, I have my children 90% of the time. I have primary custody. Doesn't matter. They just said I don't have my children. People go on the street. F you, you don't have your kids. I'll be on airplanes with my kids coming back from a ski resort or wherever. They go, F you and your family, and you don't have your kids. And I'm like, okay. Again, it's just all this fake news that we're this incompetence, we're failing, they're winning. No, the globalists are losing. I think we're winning. But I don't want to even just bash Trump for no reason, but the censorship, the racketeering, the coordination of it, of the now saying you can't say somebody's name and we're surveilling you in live time. Raheem, you're a smart cookie. You're up there in D.C. What do you think is going on currently, and where do you think this is going to go if Trump doesn't take action? And what action do you think Trump should take?
Look, here's why I think they've done it to you guys now, because you've been the tip of the spear in terms of not just the support for President Trump, but your support for constitutional principles, support for libertarian, conservative, nationalist principles, all of those over the course of the years. You, Laura, Milo, Paul Joseph Watson, everybody who's been banned yesterday, and here's why I think they did it to you guys first, because actually they want to come after more mainstream conservatives, but they know that they have to shift the Overton window a little bit in order to go after that.
Now and make it look like it's Faircon. Exactly. It's Faircon and then us. And Drudge has the articles link where Southern Poverty Law Center is listing hundreds of sites, including you, they want banned.
Yeah, and for the and you know, people like myself and Jack Posobiec are next, but the people who are actually complaining that we're complaining, i.e. the Ben Shapiros of the
they're
world,
next.
They're next after that, and they don't realize it.
Bingo! I'm interrupting because you're so on target. I should have opened the show with that. The way they've tricked conservatives to go, I'm glad Farrakhan, nobody's listening to Farrakhan on the internet. He's got his people, and that's it. So the idea, well, I'm glad they're finally getting them censored, too. We just bought into it when it's going to be mainline conservatives that are real targets. So I'm interrupting, but yeah, restart. What you're saying is the smartest thing we've said all day. That's exactly it. This is the Trojan horse to get conservatives to accept the total collapse.
That's right, and it pains me greatly that there are these sort of mainstream establishment Republicans going, oh, my free market, these companies can do what they want. The fact is there is no difference, there is no distinction between the digital space and the public space nowadays. You know, you go outside, and if I start shouting in the middle of a public square, you can bet your bottom dollar somebody's going to throw on Instagram or throw on Periscope and start live streaming it. That's the world we live in now. Those are the terms we accepted with modernity, and that's just fine. The terms we didn't accept, however, are that these faceless corporations, and by most regards, they are faceless. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is not the be-all and end-all of Facebook. It is an army of people that they have there, an army of enforcers that they have in there. This lady who emailed me yesterday telling me that I wasn't allowed to say something 11 years ago because it offended a protected class of people. The fact is, I'm afraid that for anybody who ostensibly is on our side, i.e. you believe in the Constitution, you believe in conservatism, you believe in small government, all of those things, if you are now making excuses for Facebook, then you're going to be banned next. And don't blame me for dancing on your digital grave when it happens. I have no reason to feel sorry for you in that regard when that happens to you. Alex, look, we have a real crisis situation now, because it's not about just what's going on to you. This is about the greatest country this world has ever seen is being assailed. Its principles
is falling to a bunch of control freaks that trick people to get into their digital lives and are now spying and using it against us, with an army of SJWs training universities engaging in Stasi-level crimes to the next. And I agree, it's not about me. I'm flamboyant. They've demonized me. They've built a straw man. They're using me as the demon to destroy everybody else's freedom. I'm saying this. I am not the issue, people. In fact, at the end of the day, I'll probably get bigger, but there'll be no country left. Just stop it. Stop it, people.
Right. That's exactly right, Alex.
So what do we do?
Well, first things first, I think we have to now organize en masse. You know, we have to all of us come together in the same place at the same time. You know, it's no good Laura Loomer just being herself outside Jack Dorsey's house. We all need to be doing that. We're going to go back to old school public protests and make sure that the news comes.
All right, she's like Spartacus. Everybody's got to be Spartacus.
Everybody must be Spartacus at this point, and all credit to her for sticking her neck out and doing this way before anybody else was. I think we all need to start following in her footsteps. The other thing we need to do is stop electing these crappy conservatives who don't actually believe in defending their own people that vote for them. Okay? And if President Trump wants to put himself amongst those people, then so be it. He needs to act on this as well. Robert will tell you, from a legal perspective, there are many avenues we can pursue here. From a legislative perspective, there are a lot of avenues we can have here. I know you have a big audience, and you have very, very, people who are willing to fund fights like this going ahead right now. We need to build our own sort of platform whereby we can one click let everybody in that Congress know who's ostensibly on our side.
We need our own sleeping giants. Exactly. We need our own database of folks ready to go to war.
Well, precisely. Yeah. Well, there needs to be sort of coordinated collective action. I mean, it's great that Human Events is restarting. Will Chamberlain, who works also with Raheem, went into detail about how basically there needs to be a civil right access to digital public square. And particularly when these big companies have chosen to be monopolies, this is what I've explained to other people, that's what makes them different than the ordinary free market. This isn't some little guy competing on the street corner. This is a big giant that's decided to be a monopoly. With a monopoly comes obligations, particularly when you decide to monopolize the public square.
And when you advertise that you're open and free, but you're not, we're going to, and you finish up next hour, you're going to co-host with Owen when I go meet with my imaginary children, the media says we're taking away. But Raheem, because I've heard from Bob, and he's a smart guy, what do you think the solutions are Trump needs to do? But other than that, obviously the ace of spades is Trump needs to do something on this. This is racketeering. This is criminal. Section 230 violation. Election meddling. I mean, I like Trump on a bunch of other issues, but man, I got to be honest. I mean, it's like, he's not this stupid. So what's really going on? Are they behind the scenes battling over who gets control of the NSA system? Because that's what this really is.
You know, I couldn't tell you what's going on in the president's mind at the moment, but I certainly hope he's not just being distracted by trying to run Venezuela instead of running the United States right now. I hope that's not the case. For me, if I were him right now, I would immediately assemble an executive task force to look into this, report back to the White House within a month with its findings, and then you put together on Capitol Hill a group of legislators who are willing to draft the legislation to redraft the Communications Decency Act, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, strip these platforms of their protections under the law, whereby they can't be sued by ordinary people for the actions that are being taken against them. And at that point, you've got not just the moral right on your side. You actually have a pretty good campaign platform for going into the next election. It is ordinary people versus the would-be masters of the universe, and that's what the 2020 election is going to be about. It's back to the old deplorables mantra and mindset.
I totally agree, and it's a unifying thing, even on some of the left, to get behind free speech. And Trump's looking for that perfect thing to fix it. All he's got to do is tell big tech, I know what you're doing. I know Clinton and Obama stay behind networks have you doing this. Stop it. And they would stop it if he just said, I'm coming after you. But the vacuum of him not doing it, instead China and the EU are creating the regulations for the architecture of the Internet. So by Trump doing nothing, he's done everything. He's handed control over.
No doubt. I mean, he's got to take action. Go ahead, Ray.
No, I was going to say that's exactly right. And you know, even when we relaunched Human Events earlier this week, we knew that if we try to make money through advertising or anything like that, it's just not going to happen. So instead, we set up a membership way of doing things where people can actually join us and contribute to us and know that they're helping keeping us online. And I know they do the same thing. Your audience does the same thing with you. And kudos to those people. Let me give you one last warning about this. For everyone out there who is complaining about this, but isn't willing to support the likes of you and Laura and Milo and me and Will, whoever's complaining and isn't supporting conservative media, you're part of the problem.
You're
okay?
Insane.
And you're not allowed to complain anymore.
You're insane. They're clearly coming after you. We're just the big dogs up front barking because we instinctively are defending freedom. Once they've wiped us out, folks, you're done.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I'm one of the founding people involved in supporting Human Events. Does great work. But if people don't coordinate action and don't support the legal action that you're taking, that other people are taking, then what's going to happen is they're going to be able to shut down and silence everybody.
I agree. Let's cover when we come back. Raheem, please come back and talk about the big cover stories about the new type of woman the Democrats are trying to run with this division politics. So please join us next week. God bless you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Alex.
Bob, you'll have the floor. You're a machine. You want to take a drink of water. You go to the bathroom. You want to host the next hour, though, and you're doing it. I'm going to take one of my imaginary children out of custody to the doctor. She's getting a checkup to go back to school. She had a cold, whatever. We're going to do that in 30 seconds. I'm doing this. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The best fish oil, the best turmeric, the best iodine, the best products. A bunch of specials are about to end. Hard to believe a week already went by. A free bottle of X3 nascent triiodine. It's amazing. I want you to see how good it is. A free bottle of it when you get X2, and the X2 is 25% off. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Toll free number to call and order, or InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpages. Coming up, Mark Dice's report, then Paul Watson's report, then Owen Schroyer and Robert Barnes. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.